welcome to Check It Out, Comrade, an indie game podcast where every 2 weeks we bring you two indie games by the people for the people and tell you what we like about them. I'm Nick Lauber.
And I'm Brayden Cameron.
And this week we're doing Crawl and Hoplite.
Two one-word games,
yeah. Which you would think makes them hard to Google, but it turns out okay.
Oh, really? Yeah. I would think Crawl would have terrible Google visibility.
No, they managed to get their SEO right.
Okay.
Yeah, they're right up there.
Fantastic.
Do you have any, do you think we have spoilers? I guess there's like boss stuff in Crawl, but we don't really know.
Yeah, I don't think that there's really spoilers because both of them are fairly short.
Yeah.
And the story is pretty light.
Yeah, they're both games meant to be replayed a bunch of times, essentially.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So let's just jump straight into Hoplite then. So that one is a little more potato-y.
Yeah.
Hoplite, from Magma Fortress, as they call themselves, who has done no other games besides Hoplite, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
It's an Android game that came out, I believe, the last update was in 2015. I'm not sure when it first came out. But it is a turn-based hexagonal dungeon crawler game.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a puzzle game, like, is the way I think about it.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle strategy.
Yeah.
Kind of turn-based deal. Yeah, it's so you play a hoplite, as the title would entail, and you are descending down into some magma-filled, baddie-filled little dungeon, with each floor having a little altar to a god on it that would provide you with upgrades. And yeah, your whole point is to try and get down, collect the golden wool, and escape.
Yeah.
Without dying to the numerous bad guys you'll run into.
That's right. Now, did you pay for the premium content on this or no?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know what that entails, but I've actually been playing this game for a while, so I don't remember what the differences are.
Yeah, the first thing that I noticed, you know, the game's fairly hard, at least I thought so. And then in the story mode or the quest mode or whatever it's called, once you collect the fleece, you can continue to go further down.
Yes.
And that's premium content there.
Oh.
And then also challenge mode is premium content.
Okay. Yeah. And the challenge mode is essentially just you start off with specific loadout of prayers already set.
Yeah.
And still have to try and make your way down. There's also achievements that unlock new abilities for you to get at those altars.
Right. Yeah. Or just in general, when you're just playing, you end up getting achievements as well.
Yeah. So the main challenge of this game is essentially, since it's a turn-based game, each of the different enemies kind of have their own logic and abilities to them, and it's sort of worming your way to clear the map of the guys that are coming up to get you while evading the people who can attack you at range. And you can kind of see what everyone's attack range is by clicking on them.
Yeah, which is really nice.
But you'll still very likely find yourself in positions where you accidentally step into an archer's range and get shot.
Yeah, there seems to be, I think there's four types, right? If there's more, I haven't seen them, but there's the melee guy who will just chase you around. Mm-hmm. There's like a little goblin bowman.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a bomb throwing guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the wizard.
Yes.
Who shoots fireballs.
Yes.
Which you should watch out for.
Yeah. And your main abilities are if you directly in any of the six directions move straight towards someone who's a space away, you'll do a attack as long as you have your javelin in your hands.
Yeah.
And everyone dies in one hit. So that'll kill whoever. Also, if you move from one adjacent square to another adjacent square next to an enemy, you'll also kill them then.
Yeah.
And then you have a shield bash, which can push enemies into each other or into those bombs that those guys throw or into the magma.
Mm-hmm.
And you can throw your javelin, which is how you would attack from range and thus be without your javelin.
Yeah. You also have a jump attack.
Yes. Yes, you can jump and use that to move into enemies or across across attack ranges or over magma pits.
Yeah. I found did you find a particular like strategy that worked really well for you?
I know that the first time I played this around, I actually made a lot of use of throwing javelins and yeah. using the jump to or the retrieval abilities that you can get from prayers.
Yeah.
This time through, when playing it again for the show, I found myself using Shield Bash a lot more, actually.
Yeah.
And extending the abilities of Shield Bash to kind of throw myself backwards or throw people further. And that led to a lot more kind of chain reactions in a way that the javelin never really does.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Especially when you get something, one of the upgrades you can get is something called Deep Lunge, which allows you to kill two people that are in a row.
That one is really nice, yes.
Yeah. I personally found, after playing for, you know, a pretty good amount of time, because I played a lot of it while I was in transit, and I found that I could get to, at least get to the fleece pretty consistently with just taking health upgrades and then full healing.
Yes, that is definitely a viable strategy.
Yeah.
Just having a huge health pool for every little time that they get themselves lined up just right, that no move is safe.
Yeah.
Definitely works out. It's just not as fun.
Yeah, I agree. It was pretty boring. Nick, do you know anything about the like unique run challenge or like parts of it, where I kept getting these, like, I only got a message a couple times when it would be like, unique run bonus will be removed if I get a certain upgrade.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been confused by that, and like I was like, oh, okay, I won't take that upgrade. Maybe it means that I've been taking just the same upgrade every time or something.
Yeah.
But then I'd get to the next altar and none of the items there would have that message on them.
Right.
So I have no idea. I think maybe what it is there's specific challenges or achievements that require you to take only specific types of prayers.
Yeah.
Because I know there's some that the achievements in this are huge. There's a long list of them. And some of them are like, never kill any of the wizards or the bomb throwing guys.
Okay.
So you just go down to the next floor trying just to avoid those guys.
Yeah.
And I believe some of them have to do with, you know, some of them have to do with situations of killing enemies, like kill three in one move, right?
Yeah.
So you got one.
Yeah, I did do that once, and then you get to unlock agility, which is actually really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one that gives you an extra move, right? When you kill.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very good one. But yeah, I have no idea what that specifically, what that one that it warned you about entails.
Yeah, I have no idea. Did you try any of the challenge modes? I only did a couple, and they're really, really hard.
Yes, that's pretty much been my experience with them too. Is I fired up a couple of them and got decimated pretty quickly.
Yeah, but it's a really fun game, and it's you know, it's got a kind of a pixely 8-bit aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I really enjoyed it. I never listened to it. Does it have music at all?
I think so.
Oh.
It's a very good game for turning off the music and listening to whatever you want, though. So
that's true.
Yeah. I play Isaac that way a lot. It's just my, you know, podcast game where I'll just put it on with my hands and not have to listen to any of this stuff, because I can concentrate on both that and something else.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And this plays even better for that because it's turn based and whatnot. So. Yeah, it's a quality mobile game.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, do you have anything else to say about it?
I don't think so. Good job, Magma Forge. I hope you make another game, because this one was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to keep playing it every once in a while when I'm on the train or whatever and I need something to do. Because it's great because, one, it saves your progress whenever, like at any point. Mm-hmm. And then also, the runs are usually pretty short, at least for me, because I'm bad at it.
So I'm actually looking at, I see that they do have two other apps on the App Store.
Oh, really?
One is a puzzle game called Top Men that says unreleased.
Okay.
So it's an unreleased app that's maybe unstable. I'm not sure what this is. It was apparently a Game Jam game, and okay. It's got very simple graphics. It looks like a little puzzly game. Might have been the original basis for Hoplite, maybe. It kind of looks like, it has a kind of a grid layout. The other one, however, is a music playing app intended for playing whole albums at a time.
Huh.
So, yeah, weird, eclectic kind of mix of stuff. And like, nothing's been updated since 2015.
Like, oh, every track on the album at the same time?
No, I think just like in one run, you just select an album and it'll play that album. It's not meant for selecting individual tracks.
Okay.
It's kind of just an incomplete music app, it sounds like.
Yeah.
This Top Men game actually last updated March 14, 2017. So this is the newer This is the new game that they're coming out with.
Okay.
So maybe we'll have to give this a look when it's no longer unreleased.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, that's Hoplite. Thank you, Magma Fortress. It's a very good mobile game.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Crawl.
Yes.
I always forget to do this beforehand. Let me find out who it was that forced us to play this.
Okay.
I say that like it's a bad thing. I'm glad that you forced us to play this.
No, I want to draw a quick note for people that are listening that aren't, used to listening to Gary and his level of skill playing video games. And I want you to know I'm terrible at video games.
No, you're not.
And you're going to find out as I continue to play them. And I'm like, man, this game was really hard. And I didn't get very far.
No, I don't believe that to be true at all.
Yeah.
So Crawl was a Duckstream game that was donated for by Ranger Linear back in November, and this is actually the last game that was dictated to us. I think actually it might have also been Man with No Name. I think there was a little bit of confusion around suggestions there, but one or both of those guys suggested we play this game.
And thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a very good game.
It's been on my wish list for a long time, and I've wanted to play it. And I know we've talked about it, but I wanted to play it last Duckstream, but we ended up having enough games to play over the course of 24 hours, which is weird that I was like, nah, we got plenty of games.
Right. Did you know that until April, apparently, this was early access still?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been hearing about this game for a long time. I did not expect it to still be considered early access. It is very incredibly well polished, so that's surprising.
I thought it was about 2 years ago when I first heard about it. So
yeah,
that's surprising to me as well.
So let's talk about what it is real quick. So Crawl, and as I said, the official release date, April 11, 2017. It's been floating around early access for a while before that, and it is from a developer named Powerhoof. And the game is a up to four player, one to four player local multiplayer or AI game where it's sort of a roguelike, except that the monsters are all controlled by your fellow players.
Yes.
And they are trying to kill the current active player, and when they do, they take over as the active player. And your goal is to reach at least level 10 and proceed through the portal that will take you to the final boss at which point it is only that one player who has a chance to win, and they either win or lose. They either are defeated by the final boss or manage to escape, and it's really good.
Yeah, it's very arcadey. Like, it definitely feels like it belongs in an arcade cabinet in like the mid '80s.
Yeah, it has that four split screen after every level. That's very similar to all the four player cabs.
Yeah,
like Gauntlet specifically, where you're doing your after every level you descend, you can upgrade your monsters by spending points that you've earned.
Yeah,
and yeah, that's exactly like Gauntlet.
Yeah. I the first time I played, I fell in love with it like right away.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed by how quickly the computer was just like picking all of their stuff for their monsters and like leveling things up. And I was like, oh, I don't even know what any of these things do.
I don't think it's there to shame you. However, like that, that part is just like, okay, the AI clearly knows what it's doing. So it's just kind of going through the motions here. But the shops, the way the AI goes through shops is like horrifying. Like, they get the people who are enemies at that point get to like collect on, I forget what they call it, but there's like little points that they can collect while you're just in the shop.
Yeah.
And I'm there like reading every item description and just giving them hella points. Meanwhile, they're in and out of the shop in 2 seconds and I get nothing.
Yeah. They're jerks and way better at this game.
Yeah.
This game reminded me a lot of Isaac in a way. Not in the roguelike elements or like the item combos, because those aren't really a thing, but a lot of the powers and like there's just kind of a general feel of it seem, because each room has monsters and traps or, you level up your one-eyed bat and eventually you're able to like shoot giant laser beams and stuff. Right. It's really great. Like,
yeah,
it's very satisfying.
So yeah, it plays, the way it plays out for the most part is it's just like analog stick and two button controls. Don't try playing on a keyboard. It's god awful.
I did, and it was awful. It's really bad. I made it through the tutorial barely.
And yeah, so it's kind of a, I don't know, it's not really overhead, not really isometric point of view, but but it, essentially you're just, you have, as the human player, you have a singular attack to start off with, and a roll, essentially, you know, like a iframe roll. You collect gold from chests and stuff, and you collect experience by killing the monsters that get spawned by your fellow enemies. Which thing can be spent in shops each level, and those shops contain better weapons, or worse weapons sometimes.
Yeah.
New powers that replace your dash or your roll. And then there's kind of bottles that kind of give you trade offs for abilities or skill stats, right? Yeah. And then some of the items are actually intended to help your monsters out when you're not human form.
Yeah.
And yeah, so essentially the main kind of play to the game when they're against the other players is that it's a race to level 10, but then at that point, you're probably not going to be able to take out the boss right at level 10.
Right.
So when you are just level 10 and no one else is, then you kind of have some leeway with trying to get yourself buffed up a little bit more still. But the second there's two people level 10, it becomes like a game of chicken. Like, okay, who's gonna take the dive and go for the final boss?
Right.
Regardless of how powered up they are.
Yeah, because until then, you can't go through the portal to get to the final boss.
Right. So it, tactically, it's a really neat idea.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's really well balanced, too, because the monsters never seem impossible. I never felt overpowered as the human. Mostly I felt underpowered, which I, you know, was fine. That's kind of what I expected. It was good. It was fast paced. I don't even know what more to say about it.
It's just really quality. Like it's hard to, I don't really think I can find any major defects to it. That said, you and I have both only played this single player with AI players. And in fact, like I tried to play it with the default setup, which is you plus two medium difficulty bots.
Yeah.
And got wrecked. like really fast. So I dropped them both down to easy, and I got to the final boss two times that way. Easy bots are pretty easy. And you can only choose one difficulty level, so I wanted to just like step my way up to medium and like move one of them to medium and have
one easy. Yeah,
it wouldn't let me. So I tried another game as medium and got wrecked again. I'm very interested to play this with multiple players, and I think that since this is a game intended to be played couch co-op, well, not really co-op, but played together on a couch.
Yeah,
and we weren't able to. I was on vacation for 5 days during this recording session and stuff, and you and I both owe 40 hours to the man every week. So I think that we will definitely make sure this is played in the next Duck Stream.
Yeah, I think it'll be a really good time when we do Duck Stream co-op games, like, you know, Gang Beast. I'm sure we'll make another appearance.
Right. I think this will be a hoot. I'm pretty excited to see it kind of played in its real form.
I'm excited too. I think it's a really great game with a lot of interesting things going on. And the monster variety is really fun too. Like the fact that you get to, when you level up your monsters, you get a choice between one or the other.
Yeah.
And you know, admittedly, I don't know what they are.
Right. I have no idea.
But like that's I was just like, oh, it's a skeleton archer, or I could make it like a death wizard or something else that's really badass and a skeleton. And which one do I choose?
Each time they always get bigger. Like no matter what, they get bigger.
Yeah.
And you have to weigh between like, do I want to level up like, because you don't get to choose. I think you have three monster types, right?
Mm-hmm.
You also decide a god at the beginning of the game, and that decides what your three monster types are.
Right.
But when you're actually entering a room that has the places to spawn enemies, you don't know which one is going to come out.
Right.
So it becomes a choice between do I make one of my three possible monsters really powerful, or do I try and keep them all equal?
Yeah.
You know, either way can play out disastrously against you.
Yeah.
So I really like kind of, there's a lot of just small bits of things that just make it feel like this game was thought out way more than I actually expected. Like people put serious time into playtesting and kind of deciding every little decision that was put into this.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, just as a, like, an aside, like, being able to play as a monster is really cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a thing you get to do in games very often. And that was really satisfying for me. Like, I almost wanted to die just so I could be a cool monster instead right. of, like, a dorky human. Like, who cares about this dorky human?
Especially right after you level him up, and then yeah. you come back to the next floor, you're like, fuck, I'm still human. That's right. I wanted to see my new, like, gigantic wizard guy, what
yeah,
he could do.
Yeah, I want my King Slime. yeah, it's kind of silly. What was I going to say? I'm sorry. I totally spaced out. I apologize.
Okay. Did you have any favorite monsters that you came across?
Yeah, I mean, I liked the floating eyeball. I liked, you know, which was great for blasting people. And I, you know, the skeletons, of course, were delightful.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if I had one in particular that I liked.
So when I was playing on EasyBots, I don't remember what the god's name was, but he had this little like silkworm guy,
mm-hmm.
And all his two abilities were just that he could shoot this little needle out, and
he could
like dig underground and burrow just as an escape route. But with EasyBots, it was perfect because I could just keep out of rage, and like I spent like 5 to 10 minutes in each room just taking out the human guy all
just
alone,
poking at them, yeah. just
yeah. And then I'd get to be human and go like collect a bunch of experience and then like let myself die so that I could go back to playing monsters again.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
So definitely, if you just want to kind of explore mechanically what there is on offer, EasyBots is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even talk about it yet. You actually unlock stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
Each playthrough, I don't know if you have to get a win or what happens, but you unlock new monsters to trade to, and I assume probably shop stuff as well. I don't think I saw any, but I definitely unlocked like alternate monsters to choose from, whereas the first time around I only had one choice. Now I had two. and I'm pretty excited to see kind of how deep the unlocks go too.
Might
have a lot. It's kind of unique for a multiplayer game, right?
Yeah, multiplayer game and something that seems so arcadey that it would have so many unlocks, you know?
Yeah. It'd be cool for someone to actually set up a cab that had this in it. Maybe you had like a QR code to load your save or something.
Oh, that would be pretty cool, yeah.
This would be neat.
Is that like our next summer project?
Yeah, let's build a crawl arcade cab. We'll go like donate it to Ground Control.
Yeah, there we go.
Work with the Power Hoof to put it together.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome. That'd be really fun.
Cool.
So yeah, I think the only thing we really haven't talked about yet is the final boss.
Yeah, which I only got to once because I'm bad at video games.
No, you're not. I don't believe you.
Yeah, I'm only good at three video games, and one of them is like, what is the word I'm looking? Bloody Roar.
Is that the dinosaur fighting game? Is that what that one is?
No, that's Primal Rage.
Primal Rage.
Bloody Roar is the lycanthrope fighting game.
Oh, right. Right, where you play as humans with cat heads and stuff.
Yeah, well, any, this isn't the right place for it, but yeah, each of the characters has the ability to transform into like a manimal.
Oh, right.
Of some sort.
And you're skilled at it, is what you're saying.
I don't know if I'm skilled at it, just like for some reason I figured it out. Like, my friend, I grew up playing video games primarily with my friend Marty, who beat me at literally every game except for Bloody Roar, which I was just really, really good at. I don't know why.
So this is still off topic, but are you like good at the game kind of in general, or do you just have like one cheap ass character?
No. I can play with almost any of the characters and do pretty well. I have one character that I do very well with, but almost all of the characters I do pretty well.
Well, I don't want to make any promises yet, but I might have to emulate it for the next Duck Stream as well.
Yeah, you know, it's worth it if we want to play against each other, and then also it has some of the worst endings of any fighting game, so it's worth it for that too.
That sounds amazing. So back to Final Boss. Tell me about the final boss that you came up across.
Well, I fought the Cyclops, who's in the introduction, which I wanted to talk about the narrator, who's a fantastic voice.
That's true.
He's really great. You only really get him at the beginning. He's not around a lot, but he's really wonderful.
I liked it a lot in the tutorial. I kind of don't like how you have to sit there for a minute listening to him tell the same old story every time you start up a game.
That's true. I think I like his voice a lot. And that's fair. I like the ridiculous pause. He starts it off like he's trying to build tension, and then he just launches into this like nonstop diatribe.
Yeah.
Where it's like, why are you building tension? It's like you tried to get me to think that you didn't know what you were going to say, and then you just ran off 15 sentences about escaping.
Right.
Anyway. So I fought the Cyclops, and the basic premise is that he drops down exploding butt worms, and then you try to hit them back at him while avoiding the many other obstacles.
Yeah, some of which are still controlled by the AI.
Yeah.
Players, or you know, what would be other players if you were playing multiplayer. And if I think if you manage to throw a bomby guy right in his mouth right at the right time, he falls forward and allows you to strike his weak spot a lot.
He has a real King Hippo moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's apparently, I've only gotten the ending twice, but I guess multiple final bosses, because I fought him first. And then I fought some three-headed dragon thing.
Whoa.
And the three-headed dragon thing was interesting, too, because there's, like, a little wizard who pops up periodically and, like, throws out little healing orbs at you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, so he helps you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, just he, like, pops up in the corner of the map and throws stuff. In fact, if you're... I don't know if I have a good way of linking this to you. Right here. That's the dragon I fought. And I think actually in the lower right-hand corner, you can see the wizard guy, but he's in a weird part of his animation. So it just looks like a
blob. See. He does look a little clownish.
I think he's bending down in that frame. That was not a good picture to pick.
That's really cool.
But yeah, so this three-headed dragon, it looks like the AI players can each kind of control a head attack independently. And then you, as you dwindle health down, it loses heads. And so you're fighting two heads, then one head.
Oh, nice.
And I guess that limits the number of players that can be attacking you at the same time. But it was a really fun boss battle, and so was the first one. This one's not as kind of gimmicky. There's you kind of just go up and attack them.
I want to draw attention to just how great this looks. Even in it's a very simple like pixelated format. It's kind of reminds me of like Sword and Sorcery.
Sword and Sorcery, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of that. And
it's got those same real sticky legs.
Yeah, the real sticky legs, and like they're the single pixel wide and stuff. But it looks gorgeous. It's really good shading, and like the background is great.
Yeah, this could be just a pixel art piece in itself, a screenshot here. Yeah. It's very pretty. The music's pretty good too. Nothing like super stuck out at me. Like I'm not rushing to buy the OST or anything, but it certainly fit the mood.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, good game. Yeah, both these games were quality. This was a good set. I'm really excited to play this multiplayer. Very much looking forward to that.
So we're gonna put Check It Out Comrade on hold until we can get together for Duckstream.
And then we'll do a second episode of Crawl.
No, and then we'll put it on hold again until summer when we build the cabinet.
Right. So I definitely want us to play. So. Hopefully no one's disappointed by the fact that we didn't get the true experience this first time around, but you'll get to see us do it live, so just hold out for that. I think that's about it. So some admin stuff real quick. If you like the show, if you like the network, you want to support us, best way to do that is patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
That's right.
There you can throw us a couple bucks a month, get access to early access feeds, which is soon changing so that you get them a week ahead of time instead of just a day or two, as well as other goodies. And access to our Slack channel where you can come chat and yell at us for what games you want us to play or what we said wrong in the episodes. No one does that, but you know. But so that's the best way to do it, and we always super appreciate it, and that's the way that we get to buy all these games and talk about them. So.
That's right.
Also, if you like the show, you can rate and review us on iTunes, tell your friends about it, and if you have a game you'd like to suggest, we're on facebook.com/checkitoutcomrade, Twitter at Comrade Podcast. And there's a contact form on checkitoutcomrade.com.
And next episode, we get to choose our own game.
Oh my god, what are we going to do?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, we have so much freedom of choice again.
That's the problem.
There's a lot of games. A lot of games. So we don't know what we're doing next, but we will figure it out. And we'll let you guys know when we're talking about them.
Yep.
All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time, guys.